Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said Thursday a strong likelihood exists that the country will need another bill, and Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has been increasingly more vocal about the long-lasting economic harm that could result if the government chooses not to act further. House Democrats last week approved a mammoth $3 trillion bill that includes a second wave of $1,200 checks, among many other things. But Republicans have made it clear the legislation is going nowhere with the GOP-controlled Senate and White House. Instead, Republicans are advocating for a more modest proposal. It could include an extension to the weekly boost to state unemployment benefits that the federal government is currently providing. However, Republicans want to decrease the amount from the current $600 per week federal subsidy over concerns that some people are making more money without a job. McConnell has privately told Republicans he supports letting them end entirely. Other potential items could include infrastructure funding and more state aid, which local leaders continue to say is needed as state governments face furloughs and cuts thanks to significant budget shortfalls. Bipartisan groups have formed in both chambers to push for more immediate relief to states. But some Republicans say that even with the shift in public sentiment among their colleagues, McConnell and the Senate as a whole are no closer toward working on a new bill. I don't think it's moved with any noticeable speed this week. I think it's still in the category of pause. See how what we've done so far has worked. Get back from recess and see what we're hearing in the trenches, said Senator Mike Braun, Republican from Indiana. I don't think you're going to have much measurable change for at least a couple of weeks, he added.